We're in Siman Tov Reish Samach Hei Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, "Ubechutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, she'osim shnei yamim tovim shel galyus. When you have 2 days of Yontif, asar af b'shmini. So then, even on the eighth day, since it's a suffix whether it's still Sukkos or not, so even on the eighth day, the esrog will be asur. Umutar b'chi, but on the ninth day, on Simchas Torah, will be mutar. V'afilu chalios be'echa b'shabbos. Even if it falls out on a Sunday, and we don't say it's asur, and the Mishnah Berurah explains because of hachana, because since it was already in this world and no ma'isa was done to it, so we don't say it's asur mishum hachana. However, the Mechaber brings v'yesh osur b'chalios be'echa b'shabbos. Some say it's asur if the ninth falls out on a Sunday, because they hold that hachana shayach for this also because it was aser on the day before. And the Eli Rabba says that you can be mekel since most poskim are mekel. So the Beis Hifra Shiva Esrogim L'Shiva Yam, if you set aside 7 Esrogim, 1 Esrog for each day of Sukkos, Kol Echa Yotze Bo V'Ochlo L'Machar, so then you could be Yotze with it and then eat it the next day, because it's only muksa for that day, but on that whole day, it's going to be aser, because it is muksa for the entire day. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's lav davka that you can eat it the next day, can even eat it at night. Once the day has ended, it has lost its status. Siman Tov Reish Samach Vav, Dinei Sukkah B'Yom HaShvi'i, Sif Aleph. Afal Pisha Gamar Mila Echol B'Yom HaShvi'i Shachris, even if you finished eating on the seventh day of Sukkos in the morning, Lo Yistor Sukkaso, you should not destroy your Sukkah, because the whole day you're still chayiv to eat in it and drink in it and learn in it, and if you decide that you want to eat more, you would have to eat in there, so you can't take it down. Avol Motzi Yosakelim Imena Min HaMincha U'Lamala, you're allowed from Mincha Katana time and on, you're allowed to take out the Kelim from it, and to set up the house for the last day of Sukkos, where you won't be sitting in the sukkah. Obviously, this is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Vim einol lefanos kelav, if you have nowhere to move your stuff, v'rotza lechol b'shmini, and therefore you want to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, tzarech livchos ba makom arba al arba lasos hekeshu yoshe ba shalol l'shemitza sukkah. You have to take away a 4x4 area of the schach to show that you're not sitting in it l'shem sukkah anymore, shalohi nera kamosif, so that it doesn't look like baal tosif. What's the case that's going on over here? The Mishnah Berurah says it means that you have nowhere to eat in your house, so you have to eat the last day in the sukkah. So then you have to do something. And obviously this is talking about before Shkia, because if you still have to eat in the sukkah, if it was earlier, so you'd still have to eat in the sukkah, so you can't make the sukkah pasul. It must be talking about on Hoshana Rabbah, right before Shkia, where you would pasul the sukkah a little bit to be able to eat in it on Shmini Atzeres. Why does it have to be 4x4? Even though a space of 3 tefachim would be enough to pasul, we want there to be enough of a heker, so you have to do 4x4. This wouldn't actually be real baal tosif, says the Mishnah Berurah, because you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, and whenever it's not the time for the mitzvah, in order to violate it, it would have to be that you have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah, as discussed earlier in Tov Reish Aleph Yadalit. The Rama adds, "V'imrutz alecho b'sukkah achar hachag ein tzarich lefchos ba." Once sukkah has ended, if you want to eat in the sukkah, you don't have to pasul it. De lo nira kamosif rak b'yom shmini. It only looks like baal tosif when it's on the eighth day, because it's still close to the chag. Why is it only baal tosif when it's still close to the chag? Rav Moshe says, because the iser baal tosif is only if you're adding on the mitzvah that is kayemes. But if you're doing something that's not shaykh to the mitzvah and calling it a mitzvah, so that's not called baal tosif. So therefore, sitting in the sukkah during the year is not called baal tosif, because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of sukkah at all. But if you sleep in the sukkah on the eighth day, which is continuing from sukkah, so that looks like you're being mosif on the mitzvah. And that's why if you're not machavin to be mosif, so then you're not violating baal tosif, because it's already after the mitzvah. It's just that kavana would make it into baal tosif. But once it's after the mitzvah, it is only near baal tosif. The Mechaber continues, "V'im hutzrach lisod b'shar hayom, tzarech lachol b'sukkah." If you need to eat in the rest of the day of Hoshana Rabbah, so obviously you'd eat in the sukkah. Shemitzas kol shiva, because the mitzvah is all 7 days in the sukkah. In chutz la'aretz, tzarech leshiva b'shmini, chutz la'aretz where we still sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, even though we don't make a bracha. Gamar milecho b'yom hashmini, once you finished eating on Shmini Atzeres, morid kelim ufana osamimena, so then you could take the kelim out of the sukkah. V'meinol makom lahorid as kelim, if you have nowhere to put it in your house. V'rotza lecho b'bichi, and again, you want to eat on Simchas Torah in the sukkah. Eini yachol livchos b'ah m'neishu yomtiv, you can't pasul the schach because it's still yomtiv. U'mayasa leheker, so what should you do to act as a heker to show that it's not a sukkah anymore? If it was a small sukkah, asra l'nichba haner b'shar yamim, where you're not allowed to put the candle in it during the rest of sukkahs, so then you should put the candle in it. Vimhi Gedola, if it's a large sukkah, Shem Mutar Lan Yichba in there, where you'd be allowed to put the candles in it. Machnas Bakadir Sukkah Arzachayot Zubahem, so then you should put pots and pans, Kedil Hakashi Psulav Shekmar Nigvar Mitzvasa, to show that it's puzzle and the mitzvah has done. The Mishmur points out, according to the Rishonim, it's not really puzzle if you bring the pots and pans in. It just acts as a heker, because since during sukkahs you wouldn't put your pots and pans in there because it's a bizayin to the sukkah, so therefore putting the pots and pans in there is a heker that you're no longer using this sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you're using it just as a place to eat the rest of the year. What if you have another sukkah to sit in? Let's say you're going away for the last days of Yom Tov, so would you be allowed to take down your sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah? Or you're going away for the last half of sukkahs, would you be allowed to take down your sukkah since you're not going to be using it and you're going to a different sukkah? So Rabbi Yashav says, l'chatchila, if possible, you should be choshesh for the opinion of the Ran, who says that the pasuk says, "Basukas teishu shivas yamim." We learn from that that you have to have the sukkah all 7 days. Meaning, even midoraisa, you're not allowed to take down the sukkah because the tzur of a sukkah is that it should remain the entire time. And therefore, he said that if you have a sukkah with a bunch of rooms, for some reason, you can't take down even one of the rooms, even if you're not going to use it anymore. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says that according to the Ran, it's actually mutter to take down the sukkah. But even Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that l'chatchila should not be done unless there's a tzorich of some sort.